Exercise 9, page 17.
The day the Earth moved. On the 11th of March 2011, at 14:46 local time, an undersea earthquake struck off the northeastern coast of Japan. The force of the earthquake, the most powerful in Japan's history, triggered a devastating tsunami. Many thousands of people lost their lives, and roads, buildings, and entire villages were swept away. The world faced a partial nuclear meltdown, and the planet moved on its axis, shortening the length of every day by 1.8 milliseconds. It was a terrible national tragedy that the country will need a great deal of time to recover from. In the days before the main earthquake, Japan had experienced quite a few foreshocks, some of which exceeded magnitude 7. But nothing could prepare the nation for the main shock, a magnitude 9 quake. It was strong enough to be felt hundreds of kilometers away in Tokyo, where buildings shook violently and many office workers ran out onto the streets terrified. Closer to the epicenter, buildings collapsed, roads and railways were ripped apart, and fires blazed. Much worse was yet to come as the authorities issued a tsunami warning. Frantic residents headed for high ground, rooftops or upper floors of buildings. Soon after, a wall of water, 10 meters high in some places, rolled across the Pacific Ocean and crashed into the coast. It washed away houses and cars and hurled ships far inland, carrying them along and slamming them into whatever lay in their path. One giant wave even crashed through an airport in Sendai, leaving 1,300 people stranded on the upper floors. The waters reached up to 10 kilometers inland before heading back out to sea, now loaded with debris and leaving a swamp-like landscape of landslides and mud. TV viewers couldn't believe their eyes as these scenes were broadcast around the world. By this time, many areas were without electricity as pylons had crumbled, which caused a major disaster at Japan's nuclear power stations. Without power, the cooling system at the Fukushima No. 1 plant failed. The government immediately ordered an evacuation of hundreds of thousands of residents. Explosions rocked the plant as courageous technicians struggled to control the damage and prevent a nuclear meltdown. Over the next few days, a large number of aftershocks continued to shake Japan, causing plenty of problems for rescue teams as they raced to find survivors. Several countries sent relief workers, and the world held its breath while it waited to see how the tragedy would end. Sadly, there were hardly any survivors. Over 15,000 people died that day, and thousands more were missing. Several amazing tales of survival came to the attention of the world's press, though. A four-month-old baby girl was pulled alive from the rubble 4 days after the earthquake. A man was found clinging to his rooftop as it was floating 14 kilometers out at sea 2 days after the tsunami. And there was the Japanese student in California, desperate for news of her lost family, who found them on a YouTube news clip. It showed her sister holding up a sign and sending a desperately needed message of hope across the world. We all survived.